Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, that's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back, get comfortable, talk about some weird stuff, just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys. Here's Madman.
Yes, sir. I am Madman.
Hey, I'm Nine. What's up, guys?
And it's After Hours with the Rise Guys.
Welcome to another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys. First thing I want to say before we get sidetracked and forget is we're sorry we didn't do one last week. Just we didn't have the ability to either day we usually do.
That's true.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter why the availability.
Yeah.
It just was not available.
Yeah, we had some technical issues around the building and the studios. And we
nothing we had get control. In
here. Yeah. Honestly, the last day we could have done it would have been Wednesday, and it was real hot in here that day. And we'd just been sitting in a room that was about 90 degrees all morning, and then we didn't want to come sit in another smaller room that was even hotter after that.
I will say that I do appreciate the passion of many of you do have when you cuss us out for not having them sometimes.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much.
That shows me that you care
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we appreciate you.
Yeah, man.
Now, Jimmy, you served up a question to me, and we're not going to be like all radio-y podcasty where we try to make this sound like this just came up off the cuff.
Yeah, it's not like that with us. You know us.
I said the other day, I don't remember exactly what brought it up, but yes, I do, in fact, have a favorite movie.
You do, you do. And I know what your favorite movie is. If somebody asks Matt Man, hey, Matt Man, what's your favorite movie?
Back to the Future
2. Yeah. Yeah, always Back to the Future. Two's the best one.
Two's the best one, then one, then three.
Yeah, you got to have one to have two. So
that 2-1-3, yeah.
Yeah. That's the LBC.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
I know a lot of area codes.
Yeah. 803.
Yeah.
Yeah, lower part.
Mm-hmm. 504. That's around New Orleans.
No, is it?
Uh-huh.
404.
That's Atlanta. Yeah.
Okay.
6-7 Atlanta, too.
You are. You know, and you're like, man, I don't see how that is. There is no way that I have an answer to that. And I was like, what, your favorite Back to the Future? You're like, no, favorite movie.
Yeah, and I really don't have an answer to that. I love movies. I love movies more than most people love movies. I watch the hell out of movies. Every day, just about every day of my life, I watch one movie, maybe two. I mean, I watch movies all the time. I watch hundreds of movies every year.
That might be a Guinness World Record.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I watch hundreds and hundreds of movies every year in my life. I watch the blank out of movies. But I've seen so many that I can't name one favorite. I have so many that I love. Like, I can't say that I can't sit here and tell you that I think I like Oh Brother, Where Art Thou better than The Big Lebowski or Friday.
Those are your top three?
No. That's just three movies I like a lot. I love so many movies.
I was going to say, no one got killed in any of those, but then I remembered. Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah, yeah.
Many times. But why does that... So, and just to be very honest here, you said, dude, we should talk about that on the podcast. And that's where the conversation stopped.
Yeah.
And I enjoy saying the background behind why we're talking about this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, so you love Back to the Future 2 more than you love, like, Forrest Gump, which I know is another one of your favorites.
Yeah.
And you say unequivocally, you love more than Hollywood Nights.
Whatever unequivocally means, then yes.
Love it more than 1989 Batman.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it seems like 1989 Batman's your favorite movie to me.
That's when, okay, so the reason I think you are thinking that is I don't know what genre to put Back to the Future in, because different platforms call it sci-fi.
It is.
Absolutely.
It's science fiction.
See, absolutely. When all my friends and others were into the Star Wars and all that stuff, I was back to the future. That was my science fiction.
Yeah, but it's more fiction, less science. Back to the future. A lot of science fiction tries to do things that are plausible, things like that. Back to the future, you know, it's just kind of more of a fun science fiction. It's a lighter science fiction. Love it.
Rhodes, where we're going. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's comedic, light science fiction, funny.
But why does that? So you can't, if there was, and you know, we have to come up with a new analogy, then there's a gun to your head.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's say this. I'm going to cut off your nipple tell me. I'm just trying to think of something a little lower key. I'm going to cut your titty off if you don't tell me your favorite movie of all time. Go.
I mean, I can arbitrarily give you some kind of answer.
Off. Oh. Your nipple's gone, dude.
I'm not using it for anything. I'm a man.
You better not sue Odyssey.
Yeah, depending on the mood I'm in, the day I'm in, when I ask me, maybe my favorite movie right then is North by Northwest, the old Hitchcock movie, which is a great movie. Or maybe it's 12 Angry Men. Sometimes it might be Scrooge with Bill Murray.
Sometimes it might be He Drives at Night.
Sometimes it's Phantasm.
Yes.
Sometimes it's Phantasm 2. Sometimes it's Phantasm 3, but it's never Phantasm Oblivion or Phantasm Ravager.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes it's The Godfather. Sometimes it's The Godfather 2. Never The Godfather 3, though it's good. Sometimes it's Goodfellas. Goodfellas is another one. I love Goodfellas so much, dude.
I've already cut your titty off, dude.
Yeah. There's so many, man. Sometimes it's like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the good one, not the one Netflix put out that sucks, man.
Ugh.
Awful.
But why is that so? And be very frank with me, because I enjoy that.
Yeah, I will.
And we need to come up with a new analogy for that, too.
I'm going to be Jim with you.
I don't know who Frank is. It sounds like a mobster. Now,
probably.
Here's the question. You said do that on the podcast. Yeah. Is that to maybe point out that I do have a favorite movie and I can unequivocally say that it is, or that you can't define that and maybe most people are the same way? Because we haven't polled anyone.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I wonder about is your position weird? Is my position weird, or is it both weird?
Usually on all fours.
Yeah, because then again, there's plenty of people who just don't really care for movies, just go watch whatever.
Sure.
You know, they go see all the Marvel movies. They don't really like movies that much. Piss them off saying that.
Right.
Now they're going to be mad. I'm going to get some tweets on this podcast.
See, like the minute you say that, I'm like, I hope to God that Zemeckis and company don't eventually agree, okay, we're going to reboot this.
It'll happen eventually.
See, look at this feeling of just, and the movie might be way better.
I don't see how it would be.
I don't either.
Yeah,
God,
I really don't see how
they
make that one better, man.
Yeah, man. Oh, CGI bull.
Yeah, I mean, they could improve, like, it'd be a lot of CGI, and they could improve that, and it would look better, but would it be as good a movie? No, ain't no way in hell.
No, because they were, see, that's the thing. Maybe I'm just a weirdo. I want to say something better and more trendy than a super fan, whatever.
Stan?
But, no.
Stan is the same as Mark.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. Okay.
Yeah, Stan has become the new term for Mark.
So for Eminem.
Yeah, that's what it's based on. Eminem, Stan.
Wow.
When you're a super fan, Stan.
That's pop culture-ish as hell.
Yeah, it's the new thing I see on Twitter all the time. But it's weird because I even see wrestling fans tweeting about it, calling each other like, you're a Sasha Banks Stan. It's like, no, you mean Mark. It's Mark. That's Dildo.
In the trunk. Dido.
Oh, my bad.
I used to own a Dido company.
Yeah.
So, I've watched all the behind the scenes thing. There's like three or four documentaries about it that, you know, I mean, there's probably buttloads on YouTube, but like the ones that are on like Netflix or whatever, like Back in Time, one's called.
Yeah.
And then there's this newer one that's actually, it's a magician with Christopher Lloyd, who's Doc.
Yeah. He's also Fester in the damn great Addams Family movies.
And what a brain F that was. Mind F, not the one with Chris Angel, where I found out as I would get older and find out Christopher Lloyd was Christopher Lloyd, that he looked older Yeah. He wasn't near that old.
He was the star of my favorite. One of my, well, I can't say my favorite because it's not The Sandlot or Little Big League or Rookie of the Year. And the other ones I love so much. Bingo about the dog and the daddy's a kicker.
That was his name.
But he was the in the Camp Nowhere, which is, again, one of my favorite movies as a kid. Charlotte's Web, too.
Was there nudity in that movie?
No, it was a kid's movie. Oh. Like the first movie Jessica Alba appeared in as a kid.
Oh.
Yeah, she played a supporting role in it.
Okay. It sounded like where somebody was going to be beheaded.
Yeah, Emmett Walsh was in it.
Did you ever watch that about the Lady Witch?
Oh, yeah.
Elizabeth Montgomery.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I learned about Elizabeth Montgomery because my daddy had a thing for her. Yeah. When I was a little kid watching Bewitch reruns, oh, my daddy loved her.
Yeah.
Oh, and she was, man, she was something.
Yeah. Whew. Yes, she was.
Yeah.
So I'm a super fan, whatever. I'm a stan, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Stan man. That's odd, right?
Well, it's
and I'm fine with it.
No, I can't say it's odd. I can't say it's bad. I can say people develop attachments and tie themselves to these things, and I can't say there's anything wrong with that. It's just not what I've ever done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because if you asked me, in that year.
Yeah.
See, I can't even really, I think I saw it in theaters, but then again, I'm not quite so sure that I did.
Yeah.
I may have seen it on HBO.
Maybe so. Now, here's another thing I can tell you based on my experience is that, man, now this is going
to
sound weird.
This is turning into a therapy session. I may need to call and cancel today.
This is going to sound weird as hell. This is going to sound real weird. In like 1997, 1998, man, my favorite movie were, again, I was born in 84, so I was born in December of 84. So in 1997, I was 12 when I first saw Clerks, when I first saw Dazed and Confused. Mm. And then Mallrats came out, and I saw that when it hit Stars, I think. And I got to see Pulp Fiction around the same time for the first time, and Reservoir Dogs. And those were my favorite movies then. I loved them more than anything at that age. 12, 13.
Yeah.
Then, you know, now I still appreciate those movies and I still like those movies, but they're not my favorite movies. And that the year 2000, my favorite movie probably would have been Dogma. Now I like it and I watched it a few months ago and still enjoyed it, but not my favorite movie, you know?
It sounds like.
I still love it, but, you know, it's not as high on the list as it was then.
Wow.
Because I'm in a different place in life now than it was then, too.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
You know what? I just had this crazy, like, vision. What's just it? Then. Because it's like, I mean, we all know that I'm a weird thinking person sometimes. Yeah. I think we all are, but I'm whatever. And I'm not trying to say that to be eccentric. It's really, I'm just being very honest. I think weird.
Everybody's weird.
But a lot of times you won't say it, though.
If you know somebody and you think they're not weird, you don't really know them.
If you get to know somebody good, they're
weird as hell. All of us.
Yeah. So... the way I think is maybe somewhat tainted, but I hear what you say, and if I heard you say that about someone else, not me, yeah. I would think you were saying that I'm tied to that time frame of when I first saw it, and I'm comfortable in that time frame.
Okay, see,
which would make
that,
me 11 or 12 years old, and that's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I still think back, like, I can pinpoint the happiest times of my life was all being a kid, going to visit my grandparents in Townville in the country by the lake, man.
Yeah.
That's the happiest times I've ever had in my entire life. I'm 37 now. I ain't been able to match it since.
Huh.
I've been looking forward for, since I was 10.
10?
Yeah, 10. Because about the time my mom and my grandma fell out and never went down there anymore.
Fell out of what?
Fell out of favor with each other.
Oh, man.
Had fallen out.
Fallen out, yeah. Huh. Yeah, I don't know. It's... I do rely on comfortability way too much.
Yeah.
Meaning not, there's somebody who's going to love this. I am very hard to, hey, try new things.
Yeah.
Or especially with like food.
Oh, yeah.
And
but it's just a different type of mentality where you like the same. I mean, it makes sense. It makes so much sense what you're about to say. Go ahead.
Sorry. I don't know that it does. But it's like, I appreciate knowing, okay, I know this is always going to work for me.
Yeah.
And I won't walk away disappointed or sit here for an hour and a half and say, well, that sucked.
It makes sense.
But does it?
It
keeps me boxed in, I feel.
I think it does keep you boxed in, but it makes sense. Because you know you like it, and you stick to what you know you like instead
That's
of trying something
way.
You might not like.
Yeah.
I mean, you know you like the French dip. You're going to get the damn French dip.
was just about to say meat and cheese only. But I do like, you know, the whole thing. I can't on one hand say, okay, your palate changes every 7 or 8 years, because I love when I found that out.
Yeah.
Finding out.
Oh, yeah, and, man. Like, used to be I'd order the Philly with no mushrooms. Now I love mushrooms more than just about anything on a Philly. You got to have it. It's not right without one. Mushrooms.
Oh, yeah, regular mushrooms.
Yeah, well, either way.
Mushrooms.
Either way.
But, you know, I remember trying that out with coleslaw. Yeah. I remember, I think it was a bit on the show or something.
Yeah.
I still hate it. Yeah. I still, even the thought of mayonnaise.
What's something you do like that you didn't used to like? Is there anything? You still love macaroni and cheese as much as you did as a kid, it seems like. I don't love it nearly as much as I used to.
As a... The kind that you'd have as a kid, unless you went to like a good family function or whatever,
Kraft was in a box.
Crap. Yeah. So
or
I like
rather store brand in a box, Bilo brand in a box around here.
It's so mac and cheese, that whole thing. But let's see. To answer the question, tell me the question again.
I don't think there was a question necessarily. It was just talking about you know, how you're going to try what you know you like.
Oh.
Actually, the question was, what do you like now that you didn't used to like? Is there anything you do or don't like that you used to like? Food-wise.
Food-wise, man, that's a tough one. I would say, like, more green stuff.
Yeah.
You know? I definitely more vegetables. I still will not eat. And this is where some people are just exasperated by the thought of, I do not eat salad.
Yeah.
You don't toss me either. No, I don't.
I like good salad.
I can't. I'd like, and here's the other weird dichotomy. I'm using big words. I'm impressing myself. The weird dichotomy is I will eat the hell out of some onion rings.
Yeah.
But for the life of me, will not. I will send back a. Well, I might not send it back, but I won't eat a hamburger with onions on it.
Yeah, see, I won't eat a hamburger without onions on it, man. I love onions on a hamburger, but I love onion rings, and I love potato salad
married.
With onions in them, and I love grilled onions on a hamburger steak, and I love sauteed onions and all the different
coconut
kinds of
onions.
Onions and everything, onions on everything. I love onions more than I love anything. All the onions on everything.
Funyuns?
No, I don't like those as much.
It's odd.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I don't like semi-sweet salty onions.
That's your weird dichotomy.
Thank you. Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of things like that, man.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well,
I mean, there's got to be some stuff that you used okay, to hate,
here's
but
a
now
good
you
example.
Love, food-wise.
Here's a, okay, food, Beth. Wine.
Yeah.
And I think that comes with just age.
Now, that
and
is the changing of the taste buds.
It's
way too strong for young taste buds.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that you got to kill them before you enjoy wine.
Again, I come from a time where I was called
coffee
words
too,
like...
Same thing.
Yeah. I was called words like, you blank blank.
Yeah.
Because I would drink wine coolers.
Yeah.
And I would drink the other, you know...
Now, people who drink wine will call you them words for drinking wine coolers.
Well, they can... But I'm one of them now.
Yeah.
I like wine.
Yeah, see, I don't really like wine that much. I prefer beer.
I like certain beers, for sure.
You like a lot of beers.
I don't like a lot of, you know, that's another thing. The manliness levels of drinks.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, I don't like dark beers.
Yeah, that's interesting that you like wine like that. So while I don't like wine, I shoot liquor neat, and I drink.
What does that mean?
You know, just pour out of the damn bottle and give it to me room temperature.
Why not just say that?
Well, because the term is neat.
But that's you're fixating on that word.
No, like, that's just what it's called.
How did you know that?
I don't know. I just learned it somewhere. I just learned a long time. That,
sounds like you hang around a lot of bartenders.
Well, a lot of people, if they said that, I do. A lot of people would say, you know, I'll take it straight. But straight would be over ice.
Oh, it's the way words change.
Not like on the rocks, but chilled. Straight is rather, at least chilled, not on the rocks.
It's the way words change. Yeah. And all it's like our friend who owns a transmission shop.
Yeah, so a lot of people, if you just want it room temperature in a glass, in a shot glass, so you can shoot it, you want a Jameson neat.
Yeah.
No, I do like my Jaeger chilled, but if you ain't serving Jaeger chilled, you ain't a bar.
Do you like it stirred or shook? That is the question.
Pour it in a glass and hand it to me.
Yeah, pour it down my throat.
Yeah.
Motorboat me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You, not her.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, opposites.
Yeah, but all those things, this is different taste buds. I think you explain those things very well because, you know, kids, like, your first sip of beer sucks, but then you might wind up loving the taste of beer as you get older. Coffee is not as good when you're a little kid. I'm talking about the taste of actual coffee, not milk and sugar, but actual coffee.
I know. That's another thing I don't do.
When I was a kid, I loved milk and sugar and coffee, but now I love black coffee, man. Just one cup in the morning, big cup, two cups, really.
I tried beer as, whatever. I was in high school. I didn't drink it in middle school. I tried it at the beginning of middle school.
My first sip, I was like 4 years old at the Boston lunch downtown.
My buddy, not the doll, my actual friend, stole one of his daddy's Black Steel Reserve beers.
Oh, yeah.
And hid it in the woods.
Yeah.
And then we went out there and drank it woods temperature, and it was just awful.
Yeah.
But then... So I was drinking the fruity drinks and stuff, and this girl whose parents, I'd love to say her name, she invited me over. Her parents were out of town. She's like, can you bring some beers?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, God, what do you want? She's like, can you do a, can you get a Budweiser?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. So I get 2 quarts of Budweisers because I went to the old connection that I had, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And I had to forcefully make myself drink it.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Because I was like, if she can drink it, I can drink it. I'm not going to show it with any Bartles and James.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what happens,
man. I didn't get laid either way.
Well, yeah, you ain't going to at that
point. I think she just worked me to get the liquor.
That's what happens. That's what happens at that age.
That's
funny. Yeah. I mean,
it's like super bad.
That all came with time, you know? Like now I love strong flavored beers and black, like dark black coffee and all that stuff.
Yeah. So that's the changing of the taste buds.
Yeah, yeah.
But the real original
used to hate mushrooms and tomatoes at one point in my life. Love them now.
See, that's the other thing. I love the hell out of salsa, especially with any Mexican food.
You like ketchup.
Love ketchup, but hate tomatoes.
Yeah. You like pasta and tomato sauce.
Love it.
You like any kind of cooked tomatoes.
I'm sure you could find something I didn't like about one of them, but generally speaking, for sure.
Yeah.
But with so is the this is the good thing. I mean, obviously, you know, you can react to us. We'll tell you at the end of this gimmick how to give us feedback. But I think the big question here: what's weirder? And I don't give a damn either way. But what's weirder? Somebody who can say yes, this is my favorite movie, or 9 can't pick one.
Yeah, man, the Smokey and the Bandit might be today. Maybe not.
Do your laugh.
I can't do it on command.
You can't?
I can't. I really can't. It just happens sometimes.
Can you say something funny?
Please.
I can't think of
it. I know. It's hard to do, man.
Kind of hard to do. I've already used my best joke earlier on the other show.
But along the same lines that we've been talking about with food and movies so far for 21 minutes now.
Damn.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while.
Are you saying that aggressively?
No, or? Not at all, man. not remotely.
I was just playing back to the other
thing. So the other thing here is my buddy Justin Ashley, the incredibly talented, very kind, thoughtful, wonderful human being that is Justin Ashley, a tattoo artist, talented artist. What a hell of a guy, really. I saw him. I looked at his Facebook yesterday on the toilet, And so he made a post, and it's a question you probably heard at some point in your life, a very simple question. He's just asking people he knows, what band or what album or song changed your life? And it had all these comments, all these people answering it and stuff. And I'm looking at it, and I'm sitting here thinking about this for about 10 minutes. I can't come up with one. I can't come up with one that changed my life.
Not your favorite one that changed your life, but any at all?
Not that changed my life, no. No. No, I can't. Like, I mean, I can pinpoint that the first rock and roll album I really listened to a lot, beginning to end, probably ever heard in full in my life, might have been Dookie, man. And that's what really got me into that. So it kind of changed my life in that reason, I guess. If I had to come up with one, it might be Dookie for that reason. Well, that's another thing that's hard to say.
Speaking of that, let me know if we have to break soon.
Oh, yeah. Or then again, it might have been White Zombie. I heard White Zombie with one of my half-siblings when I was a kid. And that definitely changed me a little bit.
It's got to be an entire album.
Or song, album or song.
Or song. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I can't even pick the genre, to be honest with you.
I know, man. It's tough to say. A lot of people have an answer to it. But I feel like a lot of times, I'm not saying this about anybody listening or anybody
he's
in the room with
me
right now.
I knew it.
But
I effing knew it.
But I don't, I mean, I think a lot of these answers from a lot of people are very arbitrary.
Now,
just to answer the question, they have something in stock that, hey, what's my favorite movie? Oh, I'll say this because I want to associate like my personality with this kind of thing. I don't think, I'm not saying
you're doing that at all. What would the personality trait be of that?
I don't know.
Time travel?
I don't know. No, you're a time traveler. Just, you know, it's, I don't know, whatever you know, it's whatever you think about it that you want to associate with yourself, if it's an arbitrary answer. Or it's something you think people will think is cool.
You know,
but if you wanted to do like the coolest favorite movie, you probably wouldn't say Back to the Future, even though it's cool and I love it.
You know,
so
what?
I don't think you're being disingenuous, but I think a lot of people are.
Disingenuous would be the word.
I think disingenuous.
Let me have
word.
It. Let me
I'm pretty
have
sure
it.
It's a word,
let
man.
Me have
I'm,
it,
I'm gonna look. I'm pretty
like
sure
you
it's a word.
Get most of them.
I'm pretty sure
just
it's
put
a word.
Your phone down.
No, I'm looking. I'm look. I got it. You know, I can't be wrong if I'm right.
If loving you is wrong, I don't want to love you. I'm into women. Me,
no, you're right. You're right.
No, come on, no.
No, you're right. I said you're right. I'll
but
you
you're doing that, though, just to...
No, I really looked it up. It led me to disingenuous. I thought I could say disgenuine or disingenuous, and I wanted to save syllables because I thought I'd get tongue-tied with my cotton mouth.
With your white mouth?
Cotton mouth. Almost did.
You're a copperhead.
That's watermarks.
You know, I don't know. That's the weird thing of where I think that it's... I don't think overthink it. I love this the conversation that flows from it.
Yeah,
I really do.
Yeah.
But if I can honestly just say, yeah, it's my favorite movie.
Yeah, I think you can, but I think a lot of people can't.
Yes.
I think a lot of people just give an answer just to have an answer to that question.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's kind of a BS question to begin with, really.
Well, yeah. Thing is, talk about the weather, a-hole. Like, yeah. You notice I'm trying to clean up the language.
Yeah.
Because I know that it keeps it down. And
it
I
does.
Won't,
it
I
does.
Know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to.
It's fun to cuss, but I can do it in the car instead of costing myself money in here.
Yeah, we lost a Mercedes deal because of my language. But
regardless. I can do it in traffic instead, man.
Yeah. So, but, you know, I think if I sit here and think about it long enough, there's probably a logical answer.
Yeah.
But I really think if, you know, maybe that is the thing.
Yeah.
That it's just like I got asked the question and then that's, but I still put it up against anything I've seen since. I really, really do. And I don't feel the need. I feel I'm being bullied right now. You're Biff Tannen.
You're bullying yourself. Stay away from me with that truckload of manure.
Shoot. You know, it's one of those things where, yeah, that's my answer. And
yeah.
I know the world is, yes, but why is that your answer? I know it's just my answer.
Yeah.
You were gross. I can only
I
say
I like the top part.
Just, but it was down there.
They ain't nothing climbed up on it.
Okay. It's food.
Yeah.
Which we're not supposed to have in here.
Yeah. I didn't lick the face. That'd be nasty.
Oh, God. Yeah. So you can't... Watch this. This is... I think it's you that has the issues here. And here's a new thing. Instead of... I thought about this the other day. I'll interject. Instead of doing the Mount Rushmore of everything, because everybody decided to be...
I can't do a Mount Rushmore of movies. I can't do one. I can't even do four.
Decided to be a P word because they said, oh... I can't just do one.
Yeah.
I will do a Mount Rushmore.
I have to do a Mount Rushmore.
Do the four horsemen of your favorite wrestler.
I can't do it. You did it again. Make a note.
Jesus.
Yeah, I can't do four either, man.
Yeah. I can. I can at least do three. Now, here's the weird thing, and this is what, are you annoyed by me right
now? No, I was just making a note so I remember what time to edit that.
I just know that when you say, tell me the fourth movie, I'll say, well, first off, that's not, for a long time, I did not like Back to the Future 3 at all.
Yeah.
But then I was like,
hey, I remember that. I used to hate it, man, and I like it.
I can appreciate it now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I understand that too, man. I mean, and again, I think a lot of people do have something that is their absolute favorite. It just doesn't make sense to me because I can't do that. I can't narrow it down to four. I can't say that if I have four movies I like more than every other movie or albums or Change My Life or anything.
Well, with the albums thing,
Big Fish might be my favorite movie tomorrow.
But the psychology behind it is, was it because you really liked it or you associate it with a time in your life? Or does that even blankin' matter?
Yeah, like you had a really good time. I mean, I can see some of that too. I don't really like Jurassic Park. And I can tell you the main reason I don't like Jurassic Park is because my mom went to take me to see Jurassic Park on a day that she had a migraine. It was a miserable damn experience from beginning to end for everybody.
And so you tried to rewatch it? And
I never got into it. Never got into it, man. Yeah, it's just not my thing.
They're doing a new one.
I know. They've done a bunch of new ones since then. I haven't watched any of them.
Parks and Recs, guys.
I saw the first Jurassic Park, never saw any of the sequels.
Yeah.
And they've been a bunch of them, man. Been a bunch of them.
Huh. That's right there. That's interesting.
Ain't it though? Yeah. Yeah, it is. I'm not like that with many things or many instances in my life or in many memories, but that's one, yeah, right there.
Yeah.
I just never got into it. I don't feel bad about it. I don't care. I don't yearn for Jurassic Park. I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
It broke my give a damn that day.
That's the way, like, people already, earlier on the other show, the Rise Guys morning show, I said I just haven't seen, somebody said, have you seen Top Gun 2 or whatever, yeah, the new one? I was like, I have not seen Top Gun 1.
Yeah.
And it's a shoot. Because my parents, not trying to be different.
My parents, you know, they were old Southern parents. They loved nothing more. This is weird. They loved nothing more than going to do something they really hated doing so they could begrudgingly do it and let you know how much they hated doing it and how they were doing it for you and it's your fault.
Yeah.
That's old Southern parents, man.
Yeah, and, you know, furthermore, like, there's, having done radio for like 2 decades, there's probably been a time when we were talking about, hey, here's the top 10 action movies of the 80s. Yeah. I probably said, oh yeah, Top Gun. I should have just said, you know what, I've never seen it, I don't know.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it was that whole thing.
Arbitrary answer.
Yeah.
That's an acceptable answer. Like Lethal Weapon, maybe. That's a good one.
That's
so many, so many, though. So many.
That's where you don't give
Black
a
Rain,
blank level, you know, where you're like, you know what, if you don't think I've seen it.
Yeah.
Like, I've never, I ain't gonna say the other ones, that'll start a whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen a full Star Wars movie.
Yeah. Man, I saw the first three, I never watched any of the other ones, I don't care. Ain't my thing. I've seen more Star Trek movies than Star Wars movies.
I've started watching a couple. It's just, I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I tell you, there's a TV show that I used to absolutely love.
It's kind of really lame.
What is?
Star Wars. It's lame.
God, man.
It's lame. My opinion is it's damn lame.
You gaslighting.
I don't like it.
Really?
I don't like it.
They use gaslighting properly, just saying?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I mean, I don't know.
And being honest, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
And throwing gas on it.
Yeah. I just feel Star Wars is lame. I like Star Trek. I like science fiction. I think Star Wars is lame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know. But what's the further point before that, though?
I don't remember. I got lost on it.
Yeah, I know, man. Does everyone else sit around and do that?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think most people probably do. They're like us.
Hold me back. What were we talking about?
I don't remember.
I know that. I'm just using it as an example.
But I can't go backwards when we're on tape here because my instinct is to go forward because we got to keep going. We can't go back. Yeah. We can't stop and think. We have to keep going.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. But with the I guess, you know, the point maybe was that with music, can't say. I had, that's the thing. I've had times when it's like, just was it me trying to find out who I was, or was it me just rolling with the punches, or being a sheep of like I had a hippie phase?
Yeah.
For like a summer?
It's part of growing up, modern world, figuring out who you are exactly.
I had a cowboy phase.
Yeah. Did you see all these people who...
I breakdanced.
Who portray one very specific kind of image, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, look.
I'm like Chris Jericho.
There are some people, I won't say who, but some people who grew up in the same generation as us. And one day they look like they're going horseback riding, equestrian. The next day they look like they're a pirate on a boat.
Arr.
Yeah. Everything's like, these outfits are very thematic and stuff.
Yeah.
Because that was popular when we were growing up, is to have one very distinct, narrow identity. And that was all there was to you. You wanted to portray that.
I look awful in equestrian boots.
Dude, I can't wear them.
No, my legs too fat. Split the side out of them.
Yeah,
I know.
My legs too fat.
Make them damn things durable.
Yeah.
Where's Agner when you need her? I assume that's a lady. Travis Etienne Agner?
Maybe.
Wasn't that the one?
Maybe.
Wasn't it? You know, look. This is, we got to figure out a system to have these videoed. Because what just happened was so good, and I can't even describe it to give it its worth.
Well, what, me picking my tooth?
Picking your tooth, but you did it with like two hands, and it looked like you were like shoving something out.
No, one hand.
Okay. Well, that other thing looked like a hand. Oh, my bad.
That's a head.
Well, exactly.
Heads don't look like hands.
Oh, you're relentless. So, who is weirder? Or not weirder, because that, you know, I hate that word too. So if you're not.
Like I said, everybody's weird.
Everybody's weird.
Yeah.
But what's the more oddity, I suppose? Screw that. Do you have a favorite movie, or are you like nine and you're like, hey, there's no way I can't even do four? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to do, man. It's hard for a lot of people to do. I hope not just me, anyway. It's not just a me problem.
Why?
Everybody has a problem.
But that's what you like.
I like like-minded people in that way too. You know, like no more of them who don't just I have a favorite movie. Like, man, I love 58 different movies equally. That's me.
58.
Exactly.
Why the 58? Number 58?
I don't know. That's what I thought of. Oh, but in reality, it's way more than that, man. I mean, I probably have hundreds of favorite movies, dude.
What's your edamame?
Soybeans.
Thank you. So let us know about that. Now, here's the way that you can react to this or give us your feedback or whatnot. I'm on Twitter and Twitter and Instagram at O'Maffew, OHMAFFEW. And this is where you can hit rewind because I'm going to say it OHMAFFEW.
Yeah, that's Mattman's Twitter. Is that what you want to do? You want to give that one?
Yeah.
Okay. That's yours on everything.
Yeah. And then which one? What do you want to say?
See, I don't know, because the thing that's going to happen is I don't mean any offense by this, but they're going to add you now and they won't add me.
Okay, pause right now. Pause.
Okay, go ahead and pause. We paused long enough?
Now that you followed me at O'Mac.
Now, see, when we did that, they quit listening, you know?
No, they're back.
Whoever goes first is going to get more out of this than whoever goes second. That's just how it is. But somebody has to go first, somebody has to go second. There's no way around it. But I am... at Nueve on Twitter. If you want to do Twitter, that's fine.
Do all of them.
Okay, I'm at 9 Rules on Instagram. You can find me on Snapchat, 9 from TRG, N-I-N-E from TRG.
See, the person who gets 3 will get more response than the person who just did 1.
I don't think so. I think the person who goes first always wins.
That's in threesomes.
No. The person who comes first always loses those.
Well, I don't know how to read that, Jimmy. We appreciate you listening to this show. We appreciate you, if you like it, leave a review or what have you, or hit the buttons. And you know how to do it. I ain't got to say it. It's a thing they all say at the end of podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right. Get out. Time to close the doors on another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys. Subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.